Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Welcome to my newest episode. Firstly, I want to say it's my birthday. I turned 30 today, which is not fun. We can all talk about 30s being the new 20s. But I'd much rather be in my 20s still. Well, anyways, let's talk about today's topic. Today, I'm going to talk about the create part of the process, and I want to talk about how I create reels. I believe that reels present a huge hassle for a bunch of creators, so I want to share some of the tips and tricks I've learned over the years and how to make it all easier and less painful. So the first step is saving audio. Whenever I go to engage on Instagram and I find a cool audio, I save it. I also go through the Reels feed about once a week and I save any audios I like. I do make sure that they are under 5K, meaning that less than 5K videos use that audio already. While trending audio isn't the most important thing out there, smaller audio can help with reach a bit. Next, I reserve 1 to 2 hours each month for recording. I record all of my reels in one day, which I already talked about in my content batching episode, so take a listen to that. I prepare all of the saved audios I want to use for that specific recording session, and I make sure I know what my reel is going to be about. So how do I do that? I use my content ideas bank. You can get it for free by signing up to my newsletter. The link is in the show notes. So I listen to the audio, think about how I can use it for my niche, and write it down in the content ideas bank. I also paste the audio link and then repeat the process for about 10 to 20 reels. I also write scripts for any or all the talking reels I plan to record. I don't use any audios for these because they perform really well without any. Once I have all of my scripts ready, I start recording. I record all of my reels using audio in the Instagram app. All of my talking head reels are recorded on my phone because those usually require more editing. I always use a 3-second timer in the Instagram app if the audio requires lip syncing. I make sure to adjust the timing so I don't have to trim the recordings later. You can also use the gesture control feature so your phone will start or stop recording when you raise your hand. I don't really use that one because the timer gives me enough time to get ready for filming. And also, I move my hands quite a lot when I talk, so I don't know if that could be picked up as a hand gesture. You can definitely try it though. Once I'm ready to film, I open the links in my Asana one by one, click on Use Audio, and I record my reels. I make sure to both save the recorded reel as a draft and that I download them on my phone. Instagram does tend to glitch, so it's better to be safe than sorry. Once I have all of the reels ready, I'm usually done for the day. I don't do any more editing that day. Then, when it's time to edit, I edit all of my talking head reels. I make all the necessary cuts, transitions, adjust the speed because I sometimes tend to speak a bit slower, and I add captions and other on-screen text. I do all of that in CapCut, which is a free app. Go and try it. It's amazing. For the reels using audio, I write all the on-screen text and I add everything necessary to that. If I need any GIFs, GIFs, whatever you want to call them, photos, or if I need to adjust anything, that's when I do it. I then design my cover images. I have my template saved, so all I have to do is change the text and photos or graphics I want to use for that reel. And I do all of that in Canva. If you have Canva Pro, you can use your templates for all sizes, which is amazing. And if you do, you can test it by clicking the link in the show notes. But be warned, once you go Canva Pro, you never go back. I always make sure that everything important on the graphic of the cover fits in a 1080 by 1080 pixel square. That way, it will show nicely on the feed and the hook on the graphic will make people want to click on it. You can adjust which part of the graphic will show on the feed, so you don't have to worry about it being the central square like you do in carousels or static posts, but just keep that in mind. Next is writing captions. I start with finding a great hook that will spark curiosity in my audience and a great call to action, which will invite them to do something like follow me, share the post, save it, like it, or comment on it. I have a list of awesome hooks and awesome CDAs in my membership. So if you want to check it out, the trial month is just $5.99 and you'll get a lot of value there. I then make sure I use keywords in my caption, give some context, and write some additional information. Finally, I research hashtags to use on the post. I usually use all 30 hashtags, but test what works best for you and do that. You can also listen to my hashtags episode and you will learn a lot about using hashtags. When you go to post your reel, there are a couple of things to keep in mind. For one, I try to use the draft I saved. If I don't have access to it, meaning if Instagram glitched and deleted it, I will use the version I downloaded on my phone, but I primarily used draft. There are also a couple of options available when posting reels. First, you can tag any brands or people you mentioned, and you can invite a collaborator if you create the reel with someone else. Collaborations are an amazing way of reaching new people, and I will definitely talk about it in one of my future episodes. You can also add a message button. So if you want people to DM you and that is your main CTA on the reel, adding a message button will help your audience do it easily. They don't have to take a bunch of steps to send you a message. They can do it then and there. You can also add up to 3 topics to your reel. There are not too many topics available, so make sure you add relevant ones. But it's a relatively new feature, which means Instagram will appreciate it if you use it. If you created a new audio other people could use, so not a talking head reel, but something fun like a skit, you can give it a name. And if other people use your audio, this is a great way of reaching new people. You can also add a location, a reminder, and a fundraiser. I don't normally use those personally, but if it makes sense for your business, you definitely can. The last option is to recommend on Facebook. I do sometimes allow that, but it doesn't really work for me. Firstly, I don't use the Facebook page for my business, so people will not follow me from Facebook. Even if I get a bunch of views there, there's not much I gain from that. Also, if you post your reel to Facebook, you will not have access to a very important metric Instagram recently rolled out. It's called watch time, where you can see how much time users have spent on your reel. The longer the watch time, the better. So with this in mind, you can decide whether you want to allow Instagram to recommend your reel on Facebook or not. There are also a few advanced options available when posting a reel. You can allow people to use your reel as a template. You can do that if you use clips that are, for example, perfectly timed to an audio. Instagram has started to push templates, so that is definitely something to consider. You can also schedule the reel, which is an amazing feature. All you have to do is set the time, add your cover and captions, and schedule it, and it will post it on the scheduled date. Well, unless it doesn't, because the one I recently wanted to schedule was published immediately. That was fun. Next, you can hide the like count for your reel. If you do that, it will not show the number of likes, but it will say one of the user's username and others like this reel. I don't really recommend doing that unless you're super insecure about your like count, but the number of likes really doesn't matter, so don't stress over it. All you're doing by hiding likes is showing your insecurities. You should wear them proudly. The last two options are to show captions, which I always recommend doing, and upload at highest quality. This one should also be turned on so that your videos are at the best quality possible. If that's the case, Instagram will appreciate it. And that's pretty much it. All you have to do now is post your reel, add it to your story with a fun sticker related to the topic of the reel, and engage with all the commenters, and of course, comment and engage with other people on Instagram. Posting reels really doesn't have to be a pain in the bum. It's all about organization, and if you have the scheduling feature, that's a huge time saver. Well, at least when it works. That's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and that you will join me next week when we will cover something in the posting part of the process. I'm now going to cry over the fact that I'm 30, but you have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.